raging wildfires threaten those living in Fort McMurray this hour.
Gas station was on fire, you know, the hotel.
People are wanting to get the hell out of the place. It's a bit worrying, some looking outside and seeing piles of ash falling.
May 3rd, 2016. A massive wildfire swept into Fort McMurray, forcing 80,000 people to flee the city under a black cloud of smoke, ash raining down and fire all around. By the time it was done, it had claimed nearly 2,400 homes and businesses and damaged even more. 2 years later, the city is still working to get back to normal.
Many of us are still waiting.
It's been a long, long process.
Everything is pre-fire or post-fire?
Different people are at different stages of recovery. About 20% of the homes lost in Fort McMurray have been rebuilt, and the city is hoping to get another 35% done by the end of this year. Other homes were left standing, but with major damage. And many are still fighting with builders and insurance.
It's frustrating to say the least, and I really would like to be back into my home. But
Peter Fortna was one of the first to lose his home when the fire entered the city. He was promised a home by last Christmas, but he's still living in a basement.
Because once you provide a down payment to a builder, there's not a lot that you can do.
He says that process of waiting is taking a mental toll.
It's one of those topics people don't want to talk about. Right, because on one hand, people are really excited to be moving into their new homes, but on the other hand, they also know there's a lot of community members who haven't moved back home yet and are still struggling.
Municipal Councillor Verna Murphy has also seen the mental struggles.
Some people that didn't lose their homes are suffering just as much, or sometimes even in some cases more than others that did lose their homes. So it's really the individual person and individual families that are having different reactions.
She would know. Her home was left standing, but heavily damaged after the fire.
I know this is horrible to say, but sometimes it would have been almost better if we had lost it initially, because when our house was on fire and then water bombed, and so we had a lot of smoke damage and everything too. And
she's still fighting with insurance to get all of her repairs done, and at the same time staying strong for her family and her voters.
Everybody has to deal with the recovery really in their own way, just like they're in their own physical circumstances.
Murphy says the city's still bracing itself for the height of their mental health struggles, which other fire-ravaged cities like Slave Lake have said can take 5 years to manifest. But she's already seeing the effects on children, especially when she picked her daughter up from school while there was a house fire nearby.
As we were leaving the lobby of the school, the fire trucks went by, and immediately there was probably 7 or 8 kids that were standing there. 4 of them started bawling and crying immediately, and, you know, the other kids were all like, where's the fire, and is it nearby? And, there was such a visceral reaction from them, and it was so immediate that it was like, oh my God, like, you think that it's not affecting them, or it's not in their little heads. But I think for us, I think we still have to be aware.
But Murphy hopes Fort McMurray can pull through because of how tight the community has become.
We will always be bonded together by that fire. We kind of get comfort from each other because we understand where we're coming from on different things.
Those bonds are the tightest in the hardest hit communities. Fort McMurray's oldest neighborhood of waterways was completely wiped out. Just the Legion was left standing. And Erin Schwab knew as soon as her husband got home to get her out in that neighborhood, her house was gone.
5 minutes later, the house was on fire. So he just made it home to come and collect us. And we must have been the first people out of town. I was in the car on the highway, and I called my insurance company.
That call started a long 2-year process for Schwab's family, as they bounced from her parents' home to rental properties back in Fort McMurray as their house was rebuilt.
It's amazing because it feels so much farther away than 2 years, because the amount of paperwork that you have to do in a 2-year period just seems irrational. So the amount of phone calls and emails and meetings and follow-up emails and follow-up meetings with insurance companies, with city, with permits, with your builder. I mean, it's so much work that it's hard to rationalize that it's only been 2 years. You know, your whole life has been kind of waiting to kind of start your life, to get back into this house, get settled, because you haven't been allowed to settle.
And now the house is done, along with a bunch of others on her block. The before and after pictures are shocking. Piles of smoldering rubble turning into what looks like a new subdivision.
Very weird. Like, we had the oldest houses in Fort McMurray, and now we're the newest area in Fort McMurray.
Her neighbors have been on the same timeline, and it's really helped with bringing them together.
And that's been great, because they'll come over, like, the day before we moved. The neighbor down the street from us gave us all their moving boxes because they just moved in. I think we're just all passing moving boxes around everybody. Like, whose turn is it to move? Okay, you get the moving boxes. Like, these ones are good, and these ones we're throwing out. And so we just collected theirs, packed everything up, moved in. And we're also excited for each other because, like, we all know how much work it's been. You know, this isn't just the house we liked and we bought. Like, this is a house that we've earned through 2 years of paperwork and pushing and pushing and pushing, you know, to be able to go home.
And that's how Schwab will spend May 3rd, 2018.
You know, what better way to look at two-year anniversary than unpacking into your new home that you've been working at for 2 years?
Chris Vandenbriekel, 980 CJME.